You are about to experience a hot mess.
Why are we warned? That's what I always want to know, Sam. What are we warning people about?
Because it's a hot mess all over your face.
All over your face. Oh, dear.
And nobody...
It's sticky and hot and messy and wet. We got a great show for you to do. Ta-da, but
holy smokes. You,
you speak.
You know
I won't.
What? Eddie, I have... I think I said this last time. It's like the world needs a warning sign for
a
when
volume?
You're going
to... We volume. Just gave them a warning. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a warning. You're about to speak. It's a hot mess. Not warning. You're about to go deaf.
This is Blondtron speaking. I'm Vintage. We're holding it down duo style today. I was going to say solo, yeah. But it's more
no.
Not solo.
We're not solo.
Duo style.
Together as one.
Handsome is in L.A.
Yeah, as usual. Handsome
as
Hollywood.
As usual, he left us again. And Jay Awesome is as Canadians like to call it, Cowtown.
Cowtown. That's where cows are.
Calgary. Hello, Calgary.
It's pretty awesome there.
But we have a great show for you guys today. We got Love and Electric popping by the studio for a little chit and a little chat and maybe some chew.
They're the hottest and newest Canadians
yeah,
right now.
We got some Lady Saab tickets to give away. So that'll be pretty tight. And we also have some fun music by Hot Guy.
Hot Guy. It's actually Hawkeye. Hawk like Kah! And Eye like eyeball. But Ed thought I said Hawkeye, hot guy.
And yeah, so.
But it's from Shit's Popping Off. Our boys are Shit's Popping Off. They always bring the heat. That's just how they roll. I think your name should be DJ Hot Guy.
DJ Hot Guy.
Because he's pretty hot. I mean, I dig him. He's got some facial hair.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
So I think Handsome's on the line. Handsome, what's up?
Handsome?
Yo!
There you are. You always have such a delayed response that we panic and hit a bunch of buttons, but then what we realize is that you're just too cool for school.
I'm here. I just take my time.
He's a slow...
What's crack-a-lackin', Vancouver? Well,
we're just talking about what we got. We're going to give away some Lady Sovereign tickets. So let me talk about that for two shakes. For all of you who are not in Vancouver, you're hooped unless you want to buy your plane ticket or drive here. But we're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Lady Sovereign live in Vancouver, Richards on Richards. Friday, May 22. So what you got to do is you got to call in right now, 604.
How do I win the ticket?
Well, you don't. Sorry. 604-822-2487 or you can email us at theshow@hotmess.org and what we're going to do is write down a list of everybody's names and then we're going to pull the name out of a hat.
That's not true. It's going to be totally rigged. I'm just going to pick whoever's name is sexiest.
Okay, that works. And
the sexiest, coolest name wins the ticket.
Yeah, or you know what?
People should be calling in and making up some cool-ass names.
Yeah, basically if you call in with your best porn name, that's who will get picked.
The only problem is that you have to show picture ID, so...
Ed's all about fairness and rules. I'm about sex appeal.
Well,
and champagne.
Great, but if your name is Hugh Dong and it's not on your license, you're not going to the show. So...
Maybe McLovin can come.
Maybe.
Hey, Sam, did you get my email that I just sent you?
You know what? Let me check my BlackBerry.
Because that's what technology is all about, folks. You can check.
I just sent Sam a song to play right now. And I know it's last minute and she hates it when I do that, but I always end up doing that, don't I?
Yeah, you usually do. But you know what? I'll check my internet.
Even if you don't play it now, you can play it at some point and it would just make me happy in general.
That would be great. I know it's really hard. Your schedule is really busy gardening and tanning and stuff. So I understand why you didn't send it to me yesterday or the day before.
I know. It's a tough life. How are you guys doing? What's going on today? So Lady Sovereign is potentially calling in next week, which is huge.
Yep. She's probably going to call in and give a little chit-chat, tell us about how Little Midget Records is doing. And we're also gonna obviously be giving away the tickets today. We got DJ Hot Guy in the studio today. And we're also we got some
his
fun
name and my name should like arm wrestle or something.
Oh gosh. It's kind of hard to do from L.A., Matt.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the hot mess today. And,
we have Love and Electric.
Love and Electric is coming in. But what's going on in L.A.? Tell us about L.A. What's going on? Is it hot? American Idol fever? You going crazy down there? What's the shaking?
L.A. is really great. There's some really awesome concerts coming up this weekend. There's a big outdoor concert at UCLA on Sunday. Erykah Badu's playing.
Erykah Badu. I like Erykah Badu.
A bunch of people. It's going to be crazy. And also, do you guys know Van Hunt?
No. Tell me about them.
Van Hunt. I'm so bad with names. I'm the guy who always screws up everybody's name on the show.
You actually are that guy.
Week, I called him Neo.
You know what? I don't know if you saw this on last week's Saturday Night Live, but there was a mom celebrity named Translator advertisement.
And yeah, I need that.
It was actually like, please go and watch it right now, world, because it was great. And I was just telling Eddie how you and my mom are pretty much on par with technology. But
we actually just had this conversation.
But what I just realized too is that you and my mom are also on par with like remembering celebrities' names.
I know, it's retarded.
I think you're like my mom trapped in a man with tall hair.
You get dyslexic as you get older. Because that's what's happening to me. P.S.
P.S. what?
Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live, one of the best Saturday Night Lives I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it was really good.
Why is he so amazing?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
He is pretty awesome.
Did you see the SNL short about the mom lovers?
Yeah, no. And it's been taking... You know what? I feel like really fortunate. Every time I get to see an NBC video that's posted up on YouTube for like 8 hours, I feel really special when I'm one of the people that got to see it. Because it got taken down right away. But it's amazing. It's, I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover.
Yeah,
we should bleep each other's mothers.
A box after they just got out of jail and it's Mother's Day. And they're like, hey man, I love my mom. You love your mom. Let's show our love by having sex with each other's moms. Because I can't have sex with my mom, but you can have sex with my mom. And that's what the song's about.
It's pretty great. And Susan Sarandon's one of the moms.
Yeah. And I like Patricia Susan Sarandon. Corson, I think, is the, like, it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty good. I love JT.
But, you know, I was also down here the other day, and we were having some people over, and there's this dude over here, and he was going off about how, like, he doesn't get hip hop, and you know me, like I'm kind of the hip hop one out of our crew. Well,
hip-hop
Sam, you listen to hip hop too, but I, you know, like from all our influences, I listen to a lot of hip hop, and he had the audacity to sit back and go, it's so like uncreative, and I kind of flipped out and I like yelled at him for a little while, and I was like blah blah blah, and he was like whatever, and I was like, you know, like those guys are pretty amazing, I think, and. He said some comment about Jay-Z, and I was like, dude, Jay-Z was like the president of a record company and owns a basketball team and a chain of clubs. How many fucking chains of clubs do you own? Zero.
Captain F-Bomb over here.
Anyways, I've been listening to Lupe Fiasco a lot, and talk about creative minds. Ah, man, his latest album is cool. It's so good. You guys listen to it?
I have, actually.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty actually amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I sent Sam a track off that, which like really blows my mind a lot.
I have to
be able to play it at some point. And apparently he's saying he's going to retire, but he's going to put out his last album is going to be a triple disc album, and he's going to put them out in installments. So really, he's not going anywhere. But for all you guys out there who try to diss hip hop and say it's uncreative and it's just the same old shit. Well, you got to get out there, and you got to find the people who are really good.
Well,
and
yeah.
Lupe Fiasco is one of them.
I really want to just...
Cool on iTunes.
Okay. Matt, I love you. I'm going to play a Lupe Fiasco track before you just go off a crazy train. Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah. And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, brand it. Since the first kickflip he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rode, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, yeah, and push, yeah, man, and coast. Yes, sir. Yo, push down with the right, lift up with the left, push down with both feet, man, I land that shit fresh. We used to ride around just doing that, with some used airwalks and billabong on my back.
happily because my mom couldn't afford it. When it came to black validity, I guess they felt shorted. Identity crisis, they scrunched their facial. How we both black and our kid is biracial. Okay, let me simplify the story, yo. I was black or white in the middle like an Oreo. I skateboarded past all the shit I could have been. I know my dead homies wish they was much gooder than. I mean gooder than, not cause I'm better than. See, as a guy, hooder man, the blood got wetter, man. I was just trying to bring it home instead of trim, but they would just yawn like it's late night for Letterman. I try to tell them ain't no chance, it's a fact, but they look at my sampling like a plant that was sad. These niggas count more grams than my dad from all the cocaine and the grams of a bag. Skateboard P stand for skateboard pass. All the bullshit that the devil's plans had. They grew up happy, man, that plant wasn't sad, so I put it in Vanity Fair in a New York ad. And I cooked that up to a crystallized dream. Take a puff, don't that taste like ice cream? My record come out, the store calls your girl. Hated the loving nigga, I Warhol the world, you heard. Kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rode, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick. Push and coast.
Yeah. Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They had to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating in here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push.
That's a good track. I do.
He's gone.
Remember when you hit drop?
When I hit drop. Whoops, sorry, Maddie. So this day in 1992, Sam, this day.
Yes.
This day in 1992, people did weird things back in the day. You know how when, like, you look back and I was like, you know what? Every once in a while, I'm just going to talk about a day back in the day. Well, it's not really a day, more like a genre. In 1992, people wore Doc Martens. Did you ever wear a pair of Doc Martens, Sam?
I actually did have a pair of Doc Martens.
Yeah. Do you know that the soles were oil resistant?
No, I did not know that.
They were.
Awesome.
As well, the May edition of the Rolling Stone, it actually had a picture of Nirvana with a caption, New Faces of Rock.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was 6.
Oh, I wasn't 6. Also, if you didn't own a plaid shirt, you were nobody, because you remember Amy Fisher? Well, when you remember the Amy Fisher story when she shot the guy, Mary Jo Buttafuoco, the wife? Well, she was wearing a plaid shirt when she did that.
I was 6.
And spandex.
I was 6.
That's why Matt would have been funny. He would laugh. But
call back, Matt.
I don't know. Hip hop was fun then, like crazy fun. It's getting fun again now, actually. I owned rap tracks 1 through 5.
Sweet.
You know, like Nia Cherry, Buffalo Stance.
Yeah, I remember when your mom actually rapped Buffalo Stance on the show.
Straight up.
Ed's mom has some swagger.
She does.
She's pretty sweet.
What else do we got here? Oh, yeah. People wore baggy pants and spandex with blazers and shoulder pads.
I think I did do that.
Did you?
I was pretty sweet. My mom used to make me like matching tights and scrunchies.
Oh, scrunchies. I forgot about and scrunchies. I mean, I didn't really wear them, so
right.
It wasn't in my genre.
I'm sure some ladies have left some scrunchies at your house in your day.
Yes. Here, you know what's really crazy? Actually, Jay Leno.
Yes.
Finishing his time as host of the Tonight Show.
Yes.
In May of 1992, he started his gig.
Wow. How fitting that you brought all this up.
How fitting, really, right?
Yeah.
People started wearing Calvin Klein jeans thanks to Kate Moss.
And what about, Marky Mark? They started wearing Calvin Klein underwear thanks to him.
Thanks to him, yep. Life Goes On. Do you remember Life Goes On?
Sorry, I was just having a moment there.
Picturing.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life Goes On and Corky. You know, remember Corky from Life Goes On?
Again, I was six.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Sorry. You know,
this
you
is
know,
falling flat here.
Sorry. But you know what? It all sounds great. I'm really sorry that I'm young and beautiful.
Young and beautiful. But you know what? Okay. Did you bring the track I requested? Because this was like literally the number one played dance track of 1992.
I did.
It's a song. Let's throw it back. Let's not even introduce it. You'll know it right away.
You'll just know it. And you know what? I promise you, world, I won't play the whole song.
Hot mess.
Too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
Okay, I apologize. That's all we're going to play. We love you, and that was, you know, can you imagine that was 1992?
Along with And I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Oh,
and Too Unlimited. Remember Too Unlimited? That, you know?
It's so funny that was the other song, because I was just watching, before I came here, Oprah was on.
Oprah.
And she, like, was killing me because she had these cute animals that, like, interspecies animals that love each other.
Yeah, she twatted today and she said that we were supposed to watch her show because it's supposed to be amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay,
best show ever, said
thing.
Oprah on Twitter. Twatter.
Shut the fuck. I was like, cute animals that love each other, kill me. And so there was this lion that these people had, like, bought from a department store in the 70s, because apparently you can buy, like, lions from department stores. They bought it at Harrods, and then they, like, reintroduced it to
Harrods.
Yeah, and they reintroduced it into the wild, and then all these people said that the lion would have forgotten them, and then they go back, and, like, as Whitney Houston is playing, these two, like, people from the 70s with long hair, and this, like, lion's, like, running towards them, and then it's like, and the lion is embracing them. I cried. I definitely, like, tears were, like, pouring out. I was like, I hate you, Oprah.
Back on the Bay doesn't sell lions.
I don't know. I would actually like to buy one, just so I can have that epic reuniting moment.
That'd be pretty friggin' fantastic.
Anyways, since we played Right Said Fred, I'm going to play something extra awesome just to make up for it.
What is it, Sam?
It's a new Major Lazer track. It's pretty, pretty banging.
New on Hot Mess.
I'm gonna get you out. Then you hear the sound, yeah. Call Kiki and tell him send me a boner. At the eye is great, they can relax, man, they aroma. When me touch the road, they are next, yeah. We are the owner. Feelings I carry for Fiona. She want me, she says she want me, they are spendona. Bush to the bone, me fresh from California. When me touch the road, I guess I live in California. Give me that!
Back at the van remix
on Hot Mess.
Hot Mess.
Hot Mess for you. We got some visitors. They dropped by because that's how we do it here at Hot Mess. That's right. We got A Little Love and Electric in the house. You guys want to say what up?
What up, everybody? How's it going?
Good.
How's your day? How's your day, guys?
Really good. Really good. Just chilling.
Chilling. Chilling. Oh yeah, you gotta. We don't have enough mics in our studio, so we gotta do the share love going on here.
Yeah. Oh, that's all good.
Well, we're pretty excited to have you in. I was fortunate enough to catch one of your showcases during Juno's weekend at a club in town, and I was pretty impressed in dancing. And then it turns out we all have mutual friends, and that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Get in nice and close.
Can I talk into the backside too?
Sure. All
right.
Talk in wherever you'd like. Okay. So you're working on your first like full length EP. Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, we've been working on that for a while. But first of all, we're gonna release a single coming up probably in about 2 weeks actually, and then once that drops, then we're gonna be. Then we're going to be releasing our EP probably in a couple of months.
Awesome. And you guys just got signed, is that correct? Am I, are we allowed to talk about that yet or not really?
It's still secret? It's still secret. But,
okay, so we have a top
search somewhere and something will happen. That's what we like to say here.
Tune into our MySpace and we'll...
Yeah, what's your MySpace, guys? Where do we check you out? We'll post it up on our blog, of course. Yeah. But for those who are listening right now and would like to get a preview...
MySpace / Love and Electric with a K. That's... A lot of people are searching Love and Electric with a C, but it's with a K.
It's
where you can hit the music to your ear.
So how did you guys get together? How did you start doing Love and Electric?
Well, Kevin and I, we've known each other 6 years, actually, and we've had many band names. But Love and Electric is about, the actual name is about, I don't know, a year and a half old.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've kind of been on a journey ever since we met, so...
All right.
Picking band names is really hard. I just went through this, and it's like... Did you find, like, you start, like, staring at things, and, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You, like, think about... You're like, door, 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 hinge, door, door. Yeah. And it's, like, just drives you mental.
Yeah, we took our time. There was a couple of days where I was like, okay, this is it. And Kevin's like, no, let's maybe think about that a little bit more. And I'm glad we waited and came up with Love and Electric, so...
It's an awesome name. It fits, I think, your sound perfectly. Like, how would you describe your sound?
It's definitely reminiscent of 80s music. It's what we love and what we live. And, you know, the real classic 80s music. I wouldn't pinpoint just one sound, but...
I think we in our age category, we just missed that era. But we heard it sampled by everybody else. So we kept on hearing these gnarly elements in everybody else's production that they would sample. And me being a keyboard player and her being a vocalist, we came through dance music and realized we wanted to make it more about music and that it could be remixed to all different types of dance music.
That's great.
And, so that was
I was reading your guys' bio and your list of influences like is a page long almost. So I was like, I don't know which one to pick out, but like if you had one artist you guys could like, this is like not what you're like, but this person has really influenced us in what we're doing for the, you know.
Yeah, I would have to say, musically wise, we really love New Shoes. I love Paul Hardcastle.
Kev?
The System. Roger Troutman's another one of my mentors, someone I really look up to.
Yeah.
And stuff, so somewhere... In that, I know that's many different four.
Yeah. That's great though. So you have like your show. I was really impressed. Like you have like a few different things that you're working off, Kevin. You have like your do you bring your eight like what are you using, synths or?
Yeah, I use you know a laptop.
Yeah.
And a lot of synths.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to comment on one piece of gear, and that's the Moog that I play off of, which is the Moog Liberation.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the original keytar. It's one of the first keytars.
Yeah, that's what I was eyeballing that today.
It's the third member of our band.
Yeah, that's awesome. Calling it a member of our band. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's really exciting.
So you guys are based out of Vancouver?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Vancouver is a good place for music, as we all know.
Yeah.
You like recording here? Are you guys recording elsewhere?
Oh, definitely Vancouver.
Just Vancouver?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to branch out soon. So.
And you have some gigs. You have a show May 26th.
Yeah. Actually, first May 24th at the Biltmore. It's an early show. We're opening up for Amanda Blank. And I got to read off the flyer here. Devlin and Darko of Spankrock are going to be there, too. My gay husband, Rico Uno. Eric, I don't know how to pronounce
Eric Devereaux.
That's right. And then, we're opening up for Chromeo May 26th.
That's awesome.
At Gossip. Yeah, we're so stoked.
That'll be really big. That's awesome. You guys have that sort of like that funky.
Did you see Chromeo up at Pemberton? They're like awesome. So that's wicked.
Yeah, lots of people are saying that was like one of the best shows.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Wicked vibe for that show for sure. So, what's your single right now? It's called Sex Video.
Yeah, it is.
You brought a clip of it, right?
Yeah, because we're not gonna play the whole thing.
So let's hear a clip.
Tease you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna tease you.
And then let's talk about it.
Okay.
Is your video up on YouTube or already?
The video for the song?
Yeah, yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
But just
yet.
On MySpace. You can check that track out. MySpace, loveandelectric.com/loveandelectric.
It'll be released in about 2 weeks, so it'll
very
be up,
nice.
Up
you
there.
Guys are the first to hear it.
Whoa. Oh, wait, look at you, Vancouver.
This is a premiere right here on Hot Mess.
That's really exciting.
We bring it to you first. That's what we do.
That's awesome. What is your writing process like?
It's always different.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I'm just writing on my own, I like to sit in the washroom by myself and shut the door and just write. But when we do it together, often Kevin and we're also working with Chin and Jetty, who's co-produced on the album as well. These two will start a beat up and then
start vibing on that couch in the back room and hanging out. Sweet.
Yeah, but it's always different. Each track calls for something different. But.
Definitely. That's exciting. Yeah. So do we have another track that we can play?
Yeah. The next track is kind of a track that means a lot to us because when we first linked up with the Hastings Set guys, they were, one of the first guys to really believe in us and help us find direction for our sound. And we played for one of their parties, and this was the track we opened up with, and the crowd really dug it. So we, kind of at that point we knew we were onto something. So a couple months later we decided to rework it and to record it and put it up on our MySpace just as a free download for everybody. So this is
nice.
And it's written by someone we really look up to.
Yeah.
Prince.
So. Nice.
Vanity Six Nasty Girl.
That's wicked. All right.
So here we are.
Here, let's hear it. You're hearing it first, guys, in Vancouver. Love and Electric.
Love and Electric in the studio. Thanks so much for coming by, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having us.
So make sure that you come and check out at the Biltmore. What's
May 24th?
May 24th.
May 24th. Amanda Blank, she's actually just ridiculously awesome.
She's dope.
We've been trying to get her all up here forever. And,
yeah, it's her first time in Vancouver, so.
That's pretty exciting. Well, we're excited to see you guys there. Everybody come and check it out, and maybe we'll try and get some tickets to give away on a show or something like that.
And then... Gossip Nightclub, May 26th.
Oh my goodness,
you opening guys up for Chromia Love and Electric. If you want to hear more about their tracks, it's myspace.com/forward/ Love and Electric with a K.
That's right.
Okay, now we gotta pay some bills, yo.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Take care, guys.
Cheers.
Get ready to travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Yeah.
little lady
sprinkles
saw
and
there.
Nuggets. That's what it sounds like to me. Sprinkles and nuggets, don't you think?
It's good. You know what that means, right?
Means
we played the Lady Soft track. You know what that means?
Well, we have tickets to give away, so you got to call in. 604-822-CITR.
CITR.
Or
if you're on a BlackBerry, because that's really annoying. You know what I noticed now that I have a BlackBerry?
What?
That you don't know what people mean when they spell out the last...
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, on the Kid Robot website the other day, and I, like, had to, like, look on an old phone of mine. I had to dig it out of a drawer just to figure out how to spell Kid Robot on my BlackBerry.
Well, Sam, why don't you give them the actual number, then?
CITR. Okay, it's 822. I don't remember now. Now all I have is CITR.
2487.
2487. 822-2487.
Now, speaking... Oh.
Oh, we already have a caller.
Wow, that was snappy.
Let's make sure it's not my mom.
Hamas. Hamas.
Oh, they don't get a ticket.
Oh, well,
too bad
sorry.
For them.
Anyway, I'm going to talk about text messaging.
Okay.
Okay, so like we have a bunch of bloggers on our site, which is hotmess.org. Make sure you go there. People send out some really awesome text messages in life. You know, we're all drunk. We've all done the drunk text. But this website, it's called lastnightstext.com. They post crazy text. Like, you essentially can go on the site and, like, your friend sent you a I'm a drunk fool blah 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 text message. They can actually, like, send it into the site and, like, text it and anyway, I'm going to read some of these great text messages for you.
I want to hear them.
Okay, this is from area code 403, which I think is Alberta.
403?
Yeah.
Calgary. Very possible.
She said, "I have a nice penis." I told her, "Only Bob Saget and God could judge that."
That's good.
I have another one. 574. I don't know what that area code is. I just saw the dad from Little People Big World at the airport. I chased him down and congratulated him for beating the DUI that he was charged with. This is a good one. This kind of... Don't take offense. This just kind of feels like something that might happen to you, Sam.
Okay.
I woke up naked in my living room and my mom was next to me and says, like, "We need to talk."
Okay. I don't know why that reminds you of me.
It's just cute. Okay.
Because I woke up in my car without my pants on,
you know,
a couple weeks ago.
I got another one from 337 area code. I am watching my roommate bang this girl. She doesn't look like she's any good because he has a bored look on his face.
Where are you getting these text messages from?
This is all on lastnightstextmessage.com. Here's another one. Please say you're awake because the girl that I brought home last night... ... Any idea on a name? Because she's not awake yet. ...
Awesome.
One more good one. Here. And actually, I can totally relate to this. From area code 857. Seriously, iPhone. Stop auto-correcting all my fucks into ducks. You're making all my strong-worded text messages look like harmless and adorable messages. I don't know
That's
how many
so
times
true.
I've been like, "You are such a ducking idiot."
Yeah. No, I've definitely done that before. Or, like, you're, like, yelling at your friend, like, "I know you ducked him." Yeah. She's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
What? Okay, let's see what's going on here.
All right, so we have a caller on the line.
Hamas, hello.
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 Hey.
What's your name, yo?
Is there some kind of trivia involved in this ticket giveaway?
Yeah, there is a trivia, actually.
Oh, really?
What?
I missed the question. What was it?
What is Blondtron's weakness?
I don't even know the answer to that question.
Is it A?
Dark colored hair dye.
Dark colored, okay, that's a good answer. But is it A, cute animals that like each other? B, cute boys that like me? Or C, free clothes?
C what?
Or D, all of the above?
D.
Again, that was cute animals, cute boys, or free clothes.
All of them.
You're
like,
so right. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, what's your name, my friend?
Ted Hanna.
Ted Hanna?
Yeah.
Guess what you're doing on Friday, May 22nd at Richards on Richards?
You tell me.
Are you serious?
No, going to that show, I think.
What show?
Awesome. You know what, Ted Hanna? I like you.
Sounds like
Thank you. A big
fan, eh?
Are you a big Lady Sovereign fan? Too bad, because you're going to a bluegrass show.
Like, you know, I'm not, you know, head over heels, but, you know, I'm down with it on occasion.
Which should have been, are you Lady Sovereign's biggest fan? Which should have been the question.
Oh.
But I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, negative.
You're ballsy. I like that. That's great. What are you wearing?
My work clothes, some jeans, and, you know.
Are you wearing runners with those jeans?
My leathers are, I left them in my locker.
Okay, so basically what I'm trying to find out is if you're wearing runners and jeans.
I am wearing leather boots and jeans.
Okay, you're allowed to go to the show. That's fine. Thank you. That's good. You passed again.
He does pass.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, Eddie's going to get your information on the line here just so you don't tell all of Vancouver because you sound very attractive.
Just, stick around and don't run away.
Yes.
Cool.
Now, speaking of hot boys that you like, we have Hot Guy in the studio.
Yeah, DJ Hot Guy.
Again, you got my name wrong. Yeah. That's twice.
It's not my
fault, though. It's like a hearing problem that I have.
I think, though, that it's, you know, you're getting what Matt has. It's like you're almost 30 and you're starting to just, like, not remember names.
Go senile,
yeah.
I like DJ Hot Guy. I think it works, though.
It does. Personally. It does. It definitely does.
Yeah, one time, the very nice gentleman that's sitting to my right called in the show and I was all excited and he's like, yeah, say that, you know, Dandroid gives a shout out to Baz, who is one of our other DJs who spins on occasion at our show, and I thought he said Sandroid, so
yeah, it's all right.
Everyone was like, what? Now I'm calling him Hot Guy because you said Hawkeye, and it was just a big mess.
It's my fault for keep changing my name, I suppose.
Yeah, can you just stick with something? Let's just go with Dandroid.
Yeah, okay.
So since all three of us are on the line here, I have some questions that I want you to answer. We do this from time to time here on Hot Mess. And we go to the New York Times, and they have this thing called Social Cues where they write in...
Yes, I love this segment!
They write in questions. And so we answer them in a Hot Mess way as opposed to the polite New York Times way. I read from Stephen S. in Brooklyn, New York. A coworker owes me money. Not a lot, but $15 is still $15. He borrowed it 4 months ago. He once promised to pay it back, but I rarely see him now because our schedules have changed, and when I do, he doesn't really mention it. This really irks me beyond belief. In fact, I feel disgusted when I hear his name. Is it proper to leave his note on a locker at work, or should I just let this go? Sincerely, Stephen S. of Brooklyn, New York.
I think you should... I think this is what I think you should do.
Who? Not me. Stephen S.
Stephen S.? Next time he's at his desk, you should distract him by maybe pulling the fire alarm or something, and then go online and, like, put a bunch of porn on his screen or something. Maybe? No? Is that not a good answer?
I don't know what I would do. $15? Forget it.
I agree.
You know what?
$15 is $15.
No, do something spiteful. I just discovered the greatest prank, and this is... I'm going to share it online.
What about
karma? Yeah, okay, cool. But I realized that on my old work phone, I'd registered Twitter to text. Registered Twitter to text, but it hadn't started in Canada yet, this Twitter to text business. And so my phone was all registered, work company phone, and then, you know, left, quit the job, gave the phone, I guess, ended up in a gentleman in the office's hands, whom I wasn't particularly fond of. So I was checking my Twitter, and there was all these, like, Twitter, like, messages that are like, F off! Like, shut up! Wrong number! And I was
I was like, Sam, what is wrong with you? Who tweets, like, who keeps tweeting? Why do you keep tweeting wrong number?
Yeah.
Wrong number. I'm like, that is the lamest tweet in the world.
Yeah, but then what I realized is that this poor, unfortunate soul had been getting, like, hundreds of everybody that ever tweets at me came to his phone. So he must have been going bonkers. And I just decided that's, like, the new greatest prank to play on people. Just, like, follow RuPaul and, like, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, and Heidi and Spencer.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another social cue before we talk to Dan here.
Okay.
Hot guy, sorry.
Sandroid. Okay.
This is not true, but I'm a tall girl with long legs. When I sit in an airplane, my knees touch the back of the seat in front of me. Often people in front recline their seats, leaving me quite uncomfortable with no room at all. Do I have the right to ask them to please keep their seat upright? Sincerely, Cece from New York City. Cece sounds hot.
Listen, you tall glass of water. I would just fart or do something very uncomfortable.
Spill a drink.
What I do is say I have restless leg syndrome and kick the back of their seat for
constantly
a good hour. It's a real syndrome. Say, I'm sorry, I suffer from restless leg syndrome.
My cousin actually suffers from it. Amber, if you're listening, I hope your restless leg is doing okay now.
She's like kicking
she's
away.
She
puts a whole new meaning
right
to like
now.
She just puts a whole new meaning to just kicking it.
Speaking of just kicking it, that's what we're going to do here in Hot Mess, because we got Hot Guy in the studio.
Yeah.
Hot Guy?
What's up?
What do you got going down in the city? Actually, okay, I'll stop. His DJ name is Dandroid or Hawkeye.
Yes.
Now you have a MySpace, my friend? Do you a website? Well, where do we go to hear your tracks?
I'm part of a DJ collective called Shit's Poppin' Off. The website is www.shitspoppinoff.com, and you can check out all of our mixes as well as music we're into and random mutterings that's on our mind.
It's spelt in German though, S-C-H-I-T-Z-P-O-P-I-N-O-V.
Yes.
If you're in America, S-C-H-I-T-Z-P-O-P-I-N-O-V.com.
Exactly right.
A place where they have Pinkberry.
I miss Pinkberry.
Mm-hmm. Matt, go have Pinkberry for us right now.
Yeah.
Do it. Okay, so you got some gigs coming up. I actually got a phone call from a friend of mine who's actually running one of the gigs, and I was told this must be spoken about. So speak.
Right. That is on Sunday night, this long weekend. It's a white t-shirt party, and you're speaking with Bruce, mm-hmm. Who is the promoter and also DJing.
Are there buckets of water involved? Or is it more like a clean event?
It's no white t-shirts and felt pens, I think, is
theme
of the night. But water, potentially, we don't know. You don't know. And he's going to be playing with us, and that is the Sunday night at the Modern. And bring your white t-shirts that you don't mind getting ruined for the evening. Tomorrow night, we're playing with the...
What about pants? Can you bring white pants? I know Sam has white pants.
White pants party?
Those are my party pants, and they're not getting dry now.
What if you wore white shirt and pants?
Every time I get a stain on them, I take the cheese grater to them, and now they're just becoming like just so white snake. It's unbelievable.
Oh gosh,
it's pretty awesome, actually. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Tomorrow night, Dirty Disco at the Media Club with our pals Hebe Jeebe and Martin Ramon. And that is Media Club tomorrow night. And we've got coming up May 28th. It's a Thursday. We're doing Rocket Science with the aforementioned Baz, a.k.a. Arnold Sane and Chirk. And that's at the Met.
Children Jerky!
Children Jerky.
Children's Jerky. And our monthly, again at the Modern, Saturday, May 23rd, is La Discotheque. And it will be Shit's Popping Off with Trevor Risk and others. And one other thing I just wanted to mention, tonight there is a festival fundraiser for the Olio Festival that's coming up. That's Ben Sinister, The Good News, Bronx Cheer, Man Hussy, and the Glory Days DJs are going to be doing that. That's at Richard's Own Richards tonight.
Oh yeah, that's going to be really fun.
Busy guy.
Yeah, well, that's not us. No. We're going to be involved in the festival, but tonight is just a fundraiser to kick it all off.
You're one busy hot guy.
I think Eddie likes you. I think the right said Fred is gone to his mind.
It's gone to my brain. We have someone else calling. Let's talk to the people. I just feel like let's talk. Okay? Can we?
This is always a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Let's go. Oh, they're gone. Whatever.
You know what? That's what happens.
Well, it's come to a time at Hot Mess where we listen to...
awesome music.
Awesome music. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say... Hi. No, but I was actually going to say, I'm going to play a track, and then...
and then we'll come back.
And then we're going to come back, and...
I'll read some more fun text messages before we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, Dan could just play music, and you can all dance in your cars, but that's fine.
Let's do both.
That sounds good. We'll do both. This is what we do. We compromise here at Hot Mess. But right now, I'm going to play I'm going to play two new tracks. Act Your Age, big ups to them. Thank you for the love on MySpace. And also FOMO, amazing new track. So I'm going to play two new tracks. And then Eddie's going to find some funny text messages. DJ Zinc remix. He was pretty epic drum and bass DJ for a long time. There's a reason that your mic's turned down, Eddie.
Epic.
Yeah, he's an epic drum and bass DJ for a long time, and he's made the switch over to banging electro house, and I'm pretty stoked on it.
Something different.
And that, of course, LaRue is our ginger of the week on hotmess.org. Check it out. There's a lot of free tracks up there right now. www.hotmess.org. It'll be
and podcasts from previous.
Yep.
Days, Fridays.
There's yeah. So if you want to, anytime you want free music, just come to our site.
Come to our site. I got some funny text messages here. I'm gonna read four more from lastnightstextmessage.com. Okay, here's a good one from area code 406. My phone is set on vibrate and is tucked up in my left front pocket right now. Call me back 20 times, real quick.
Nice.
I like that one.
I like that one, too.
From area code 512, can Purell be used as lube, ?
You want to have, the cleanest crotch ever.
I have this one here from area code 6.
Wait. That on a note, I heard
clean
that
clean crotches?
Not on the clean crotch note, on the Purell note.
Oh, okay.
I heard that this crazy story that, kids are getting drunk off Purell now.
Apparently, and, 1 ounce of Purell is, 4 ounces of alcohol,
which is bananas, though. But no kids have died.
A shot of gel. Ew.
I've drank some crappy stuff in my day as a teenager trying to get drunk, but I don't think I was ever that desperate.
That's really disgusting.
It is. It's pretty bad. That's pretty
That's desperate.
Anyways, back to the fun times.
Fun times on the last text message here from area code 803. My bad, bro. I had no idea that when I suggested our trivia team be named Last Abortion Tickled, that she would bring up Cancun. Stay strong. I think she really liked you.
Okay, that one's good.
Can you imagine?
That one's good. I like that.
And on that note. Hot guy, Dandroid.
Dandroid from Shit's Poppin'
Hawkeye.
Off. Again, another great place to get free music, www.shitspoppinoff.com. And without further ado...
Hot guy, hot mess. Here we go.
Ah! Alumni Weekend, May 22nd to 24th, brings together all the great things you remember from your years at UBC, only better. You'll hear great lectures by top profs with no exams at the end. Taste the new alumni wine offerings like Wrecked Beach Pinot Noir and Bacchus Laureate Chardonnay. Listen to great music over a Mahoney's barbecued burger and tour the campus to see all the changes and all the things that have stayed the same. And bring the kids. There's balloons, bubbles, and baseball too. Alumni Weekend starts on Friday night with a discussion on UBC's future with President Stephen Toop. It gets provocative on Saturday night with a panel on today's economic woes, moderated by Jeffrey Simpson, and ends on Sunday with tide pooling in Stanley Park. Call 604-827-3081 for more info or visit www.alumni.bc.ca to sign up for these events.
Stop today. have known by now. Boy, you should have known by now.
Boy, you should have known by now.
Boy, you should have known by now.
Boy, you should have known by now.
Easy does.
I'm not afraid.
I drank too much. I drank too much. I drank.